Yet they were bound to Drogo for life and death, so Daenerys had no choice but to accept them. And sometimes she found herself wishing her father had been protected by such men. In the songs, the White Knights of the Kingsguard were ever noble, valiant and true. And yet, King Aerys had been murdered by one of them, the handsome boy they now call the Kingslayer, and a second, Sir Barristan the Bold, had gone over to the Usurper. She wondered if all men were as false in the Seven Kingdoms. When her son sat the Iron Throne, she would see that he had blood riders of his own to protect him against treachery in his king's guard. "Khaleesi," Kaholo said to her in Dothraki, "Drogo, who is blood of my blood, commands me to tell you that he must ascend the Mother of Mountains this night to sacrifice to the gods for his safe return." Only men were allowed to set foot on the Mother, Dany knew. The Carl's blood riders would go with him and return at dawn. "Tell my sun and stars that I dream of him and wait anxious for his return," she replied, thankful. Dany tired more easily as the child grew within her. In truth, a night of rest would be most welcome. Her pregnancy only seemed to have inflamed Drogo's desire for her, and of late his embraces left her exhausted.